The top items on most hurricane preparedness checklists are food, water, and any prescription drugs a person might need. But in Florida, those items aren't taxed anyway. So Scott's tax holiday would give Floridians a break on items a little further down the list, like flashlights and batteries. Division of Emergency Management Director Brian Kuhn says those can be important items in a storm, and he says he hopes the holiday will help to fight hurricane apathy.
We haven't had a landfalling hurricane in the state of Florida since 2005 with Wilma, and every year more people move to Florida. Every year you are removed from the last time you experienced a bad storm. The potential impact diminishes slightly in your memory. So, there is some potential that people, the next time we have a severe storm coming through the state, may not take it as seriously as they need to.
But others say with a finite amount of money to spend on disaster preparedness in the state, there could be better uses. University of South Florida environmental and occupational health professor Tom Mason says he thinks the state should be using its money for outreach and organization that trains neighborhood leaders how to respond in case of an emergency.
There's a tremendous resource within this state and other states that needs to be enlisted, that needs to be recognized, and that needs to be basically available in the short run. Because that's the big deal. What happens in the first 24 to 72 hours?
Scott's sales tax holiday is modeled after the state's back-to-school sales tax holiday, but will run for 15 days rather than just a weekend. Scott says it will save Floridians more than $20 million. Former Florida Governor Charlie Crist approved a similar holiday in 2007. For WFSU News, I'm Regan McCarthy.